and it was given in the form of Jane. It didn't happen in a violent rush of wind. Jane didn't come in with a flame on top of her head. And yet both knew that they had been in a Holy Spirit-directed encounter. The Enlightener does not give us the power to do superhuman things. Instead, it gently guides our minds as we read Scripture, as we pray, and helps us when we encounter new and sometimes scary situations. In the ancient world, learning is oftentimes configured as recollection, especially in Platonic system. So when Jesus says, "The Advocate, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you," this means that it is not some new ideas the Spirit will conjure up in our minds, but rather an understanding of how it is to live out what Jesus taught us and showed us in ways that intersect in our life and times. And so the day of Pentecost is not merely a historic event buried in the past. Rather, it's our present reality, filled with the holy potential and fresh insights into God's Word and God's living presence, able to offer guidance to us individually, but also to us as a body. But there is a cautionary note here. The flame of the Spirit that enlightens our minds and comforts our souls can also singe us when we're not paying attention to it. When we build towers of our own beliefs based on fear and prejudice, when we abandon Jesus' teachings in search of different truths, then God can and will burn those towers down. Maybe some of us have known that experience of being singed by the Spirit. It may have happened to you when you hold a grudge or become excessively preoccupied with your own strivings and appetites. All of a sudden you realize how disquieted your soul is. And then you may discover nothing satisfies. Nothing can lighten the darkness that surrounds you. In your attempt to find peace, you have found nothing but hardship and strife. If you are there, then there is good news. Jesus freely offers you the Spirit. To find your way back to Him, He offers His guidance. And most of all, His peace is available to you right now. The Holy Spirit can light your way back to the life Jesus wants you to live. And just as the fire burns away the dross, so our God constantly refines us with His Spirit, restoring us and helping us know the joyful life He intends us to live. It's in this context that Jesus imparts His peace. A peace unlike simple human tolerance. It is a peace of knowing that your moments are guided by the Spirit no matter what you face. God has you in His eternal care. When we believe that, then we don't let our hearts be troubled or afraid. We have the confidence to tell others who we believe in and why we believe. We come to realize how our lives have been enlightened and how we now trust that God will enlighten us further so we can be light to others. God is in our midst today, friends, as much as God was in the midst of those gathered that first Pentecost. The Spirit has lighted upon each one of us and as a body together to give off God's glow. How will you walk in the Spirit's light so that you can experience the peace and find the direction you need and that we need together? We are enlightened, so let us live like it. All glory, praise, and honor be to God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and always. Amen. Our affirmation of faith this morning is found in your bulletin. It's a brief statement of faith. I encourage you to find it. This is from our denomination. And together, let us confess what we believe. We trust in God the Holy Spirit, everywhere the giver and renewer of life. The Spirit justifies us by grace through faith, sets us free to accept ourselves and to love God and neighbor, and binds us together with all believers in the one body of Christ, the church. The same Spirit who inspired the prophets and apostles rules our faith and life in Christ through Scripture, engages us through the word proclaimed, claims us in the waters of baptism, feeds us with the bread of life and the cup of salvation, and calls women and men to all ministries of the church. In a broken and fearful world, the Spirit gives us courage to pray without ceasing, to witness among all peoples to Christ as Lord and Savior, to unmask idolatries in church and culture, to hear the voices of peoples long silenced, and to work with others for justice, freedom, and peace. In gratitude to God, empowered by the Spirit, we strive to serve Christ in our daily tasks and to live holy and joyful lives, even as we watch for God's new heaven and new earth.